这是2010年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖北卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。试音过程中，如遇播音效果不好，考生可举手向监考员反映，以便采取相应措施。现在开始中文试音。小车正穿行在落基山脉蜿蜒曲折的盘山公路上。克里斯朵夫·李维静静地望着窗外，发现每当车子即将行驶到无路的当口，路边都会出现一块交通指示牌，前方转弯或注意急转弯。而拐过每一道弯之后，前方照例又是一片柳暗花明，豁然开朗。山路弯弯，峰回路转，前方转弯几个大字一次次地冲击着他的眼球，也渐渐叩开了他的心扉。原来不是路已到了尽头，而是该转弯了。路在脚下，更在心中，心随路转，心路常宽。学会转弯也是人生的智慧，因为挫折往往是转折，危机同时是转机。现在开始英文试音。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Hello, I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly.Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a Coke or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes.It's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间 将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便是，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
You look tired. Did you sleep well?
No. My friends and I had a party the whole night.
You should go home and take a rest.
I know, but my boss wants to see me right now.
May I have a word with you?
You've caught me at a bad time. I'm writing a report and have to finish it within an hour.
You really like leaving things to the last minute.
I know, this is a terrible habit.
Stephen, I've finally decided to go on a diet.
Good for you, but don't push yourself too hard, Lucy.
You are right, but summer is coming, and I do wish to look smarter sooner.
You are smart already. You see, you are clever and quick in mind.
My goodness!It's freezing here in the room.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It'll be okay as soon as I turn the heating on.
Darling, what do you think of these new shoes?
I'm wondering where you're going to put them when you are not wearing them.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面5段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中，选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话。回答第6和第72个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
How are we going there? Have you decided yet?
Should we fly? It's fast.
But if we fly, we'll miss the beautiful scenery.
You are right. Then forget about airplanes.
Let's drive then. We can rent a car.
Drive? That sounds dangerous.
Then the only other choices are the train or the bus. I'd like to see what an American bus is like.
They are not as nice as trains.
How are we going there? Have you decided yet?
Should we fly? It's fast.
But if we fly, we'll miss the beautiful scenery.
You are right. Then forget about airplanes.
Let's drive then. We can rent a car.
Drive? That sounds dangerous.
Then the only other choices are the train or the bus. I'd like to see what an American bus is like.
They are not as nice as trains.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
How are you, John?
I'm okay. And you, Carol?
Busy. I've been working on those book reports for ages.
Me too. Have you finished reading the books?
I haven't. And I'm so worried. What about you?
I already have. But the writing is going so slowly. I feel like I have to read all the books again. I am so forgetful.
Really? Well, what are you going to do after you are finished?
I don't know. I hope I can go to Europe and relax.
So do I. How are you, John?
I'm okay. And you, Carol?
Busy. I've been working on those book reports for ages.
Me too. Have you finished reading the books?
I haven't. And I'm so worried. What about you?
I already have. But the writing is going so slowly. I feel like I have to read all the books again. I am so forgetful.
Really? Well, what are you going to do after you are finished?
I don't know. I hope I can go to Europe and relax.
So do I.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Can you give me some tips on my coming interview?
The first thing is to try to make a good impression.
How do I do that?
First, firmly shake the interviewer's hand while greeting him or her with a smile. Be sure to keep eye contact.
Body language is really important, isn't it?
Yes. The second thing is to have confidence. You get confidence from being prepared.
What should I do for that?
Learn a little bit about the company before the interview. Also, think of possible questions and your answers.
Should I recite my answers?
No, you should sound natural when you speak.
Should I ask about the salary?
No, either let them bring up the topic of money or else wait for a second interview.
Can you give me some tips on my coming interview?
The first thing is to try to make a good impression.
How do I do that?
First, firmly shake the interviewer's hand while greeting him or her with a smile. Be sure to keep eye contact.
Body language is really important, isn't it?
Yes. The second thing is to have confidence. You get confidence from being prepared.
What should I do for that?
Learn a little bit about the company before the interview. Also, think of possible questions and your answers.
Should I recite my answers?
No, you should sound natural when you speak.
Should I ask about the salary?
No, either let them bring up the topic of money or else wait for a second interview.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, Johnny, how are you doing? Busy?
No, not at all. I've been a couch potato lately, killing time by watching TV. Oh, by the way, did you hear the news?
No, what is it?
They're going to turn the city square into an amusement park.
Wonderful. I'm glad that big and ugly thing will be gone.
You really are? In my opinion, the square is 100 times better than any amusement park.
I don't see why.
The square is a symbol of our city, and it's a nice place to have a walk for everybody.
Well, I don't know if that huge and boring thing can be our symbol, but I know for sure the city has tens of parks where you can take a nice walk.
I know what you mean, but don't you think that we will no longer have peace and quiet once the amusement park opens?
Does that matter? To me, more importantly, the amusement park means employment.
So what?
Income. If you have income, you have money to spend, and in turn, it will create more jobs.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, Johnny, how are you doing? Busy?
No, not at all. I've been a couch potato lately, killing time by watching TV. Oh, by the way, did you hear the news?
No, what is it?
They're going to turn the city square into an amusement park.
Wonderful. I'm glad that big and ugly thing will be gone.
You really are? In my opinion, the square is 100 times better than any amusement park.
I don't see why.
The square is a symbol of our city, and it's a nice place to have a walk for everybody.
Well, I don't know if that huge and boring thing can be our symbol, but I know for sure the city has tens of parks where you can take a nice walk.
I know what you mean, but don't you think that we will no longer have peace and quiet once the amusement park opens?
Does that matter? To me, more importantly, the amusement park means employment.
So what?
Income. If you have income, you have money to spend, and in turn, it will create more jobs.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至第20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, my name's John Williams. I am an English teacher, and I have started a website to help you improve English listening and speaking skills as quickly as possible. My online English lessons take just 5 to 10 minutes each day to complete, and there are no advertisements to take your attention away. You can also download the sound files to your computer,and access them and take your lessons again anytime. I've designed the online English course to be a very easy, cheap, and quick way to improve your English speaking, listening, and conversation skills, and also to improve your listening scores in English exams. Every day, you'll learn some new English vocabulary, idioms, and phrasal verbs.And you'll feel more confident in working and making friends in English. You'll also learn correct English pronunciation. I always make sure my online English lessons are short, interesting, and easy to remember. My idea of learning English is that it is best for you to learn a little each day and remember it clearly. This idea doesn't mean a new method, but instead, it is a concept I hope you can accept. Whether you are taking other English classes or not, and no matter what method you use, I can help you to achieve your English learning goals. Hello, my name's John Williams. I am an English teacher, and I have started a website to help you improve English listening and speaking skills as quickly as possible. My online English lessons take just 5 to 10 minutes each day to complete, and there are no advertisements to take your attention away. You can also download the sound files to your computer and access them and take your lessons again anytime. I've designed the online English course to be a very easy, cheap, and quick way to improve your English speaking, listening, and conversation skills, and also to improve your listening scores in English exams. Every day, you'll learn some new English vocabulary, idioms, and phrasal verbs, and you'll feel more confident in working and making friends in English. You'll also learn correct English pronunciation. I always make sure my online English lessons are short, interesting, and easy to remember. My idea of learning English is that it is best for you to learn a little each day and remember it clearly. This idea doesn't mean a new method, but instead, it is a concept I hope you can accept. Whether you are taking other English classes or not, and no matter what method you use, it can help you to achieve your English learning goals.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。